Holy shit. It's you. Don't you recognize me? Yeah. Hi. Can I hug you? Wow. I'm so sorry to just kind of show up on your doorstep, but I have been looking for you for so long. Can I come inside? I have a bus ticket. Don't worry, I'm not planning on like invading your life. It just doesn't leave for like 2 hours, so maybe you want to catch up? Yeah, sure. I'll come in. Wow, your place is really nice. Wow, it is so good to see you again. I honestly never thought I would, but I'm telling you, advancements in the internet sure do pay off. Yeah, totally. I want to sit down. So how have you been? I mean, it looks like you're doing really well for yourself. Well, you know her, mom's mom. I'm really glad that you got out when you did. Honestly, you were the best thing that ever happened to me. You know how mom was. I don't really talk to her anymore. But when you became my stepdad, I was elated because everybody up until you had been trash. Truly. And then she started being fucking weird, and I know that you had enough, and I don't blame you. I know she said some really, really, fuck, I'm nervous. She said some really hateful things to you. I remember. I was, you know, almost out of high school then. So, yeah. What I'm trying to say in a really roundabout way is I was sad that you left, and I was sad that you weren't around anymore, and I couldn't get in touch with you because I'm sure that you would have been fine with it, but you know how she is. Regardless, I'm really glad that you got out from underneath her. She's off doing whatever it is that she does, and as soon as I graduated, I got the fuck out of Dodge, too. So, then I've done pretty well for myself. I'm out of school now, and living on my own. Oh, yeah, no, they're doing good. I'll tell them that you said hi next time I see them. I don't know if they remember a whole lot because they were really young, but anyway, that doesn't matter. I will definitely tell them that you said hello. Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm definitely not as awkward and gangly as I was when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, do you remember that bathing suit that I had when we first got that new pool? Oh my god, it was horrendous. But it was so bad because it literally just hung on me. Oh god. But I grew out of it, obviously. I think that I've turned out pretty cute. So thanks for the compliment. You still look exactly how I remember you. I mean, give or take a couple wrinkles. Well, you know what they say. Some things never change. I am still an infamous shitster and brat. But no, really. You look really good. I mean, you always looked really good, but, you know, the years have been kind to you. Sorry. Anyway, I'm losing my train of thought quickly. So, look. I'm going to be honest with you because I was always really honest with you. You told me that. I mean, God knows my mom wasn't going to, but you always told me if I was honest that, you know, I could have help, or at least talk about it, right? Okay, well, here goes nothing. So, you really were, like, the best stepfather anybody could have asked for, especially in that situation. I owe a lot of the good things about myself to you. Definitely weren't anything to do with her. There's other things. I mean, that's the main reason I wanted to search you out, because I missed you and I would really love to have you back in my life now that I'm an adult and much older and can make my own decisions. Thanks. I'm really glad that you want to. But there's another side to that, you see. Okay. Do you remember all of those times that I would kind of sit a little bit too close or flirt? And, you know, high school girls do that. It's just something they do. I did it a lot to piss my mom off. And, you know, seeing how far I could push the boundaries. But the older I've gotten, the more I realized that there was something else, and I had an undeniable attraction to you. Maybe not then. It was just, you know, schoolgirl crush stuff. But I've had lots of time to think about it. And yeah, I wanted to search you out and see if you still looked like I remembered, and you do. And I thought that maybe it would just dissipate when I saw you and it would just be a really wholesome, hi, dad, hello moment. But it's not. It's not at all. And before you say anything, you're not my real dad. And that means it's not really wrong. I mean, I don't know what I'm trying to say, except for my mom was a fucking idiot and she treated you like shit. I could do a much better job. I want to do a much better job. And, I think that you want me to. Well, you haven't kicked me out yet. And the more I've talked about this, the further you've sat back in your chair, and the more your legs have kind of absentmindedly opened. So I'm thinking, God. I'm thinking that you don't mind at all. I mean, to be honest, we could test it if you want. Do you want to test it? I mean, unless you have somewhere to be. No? Okay. Then, I'll get down on my knees. And crawl over to you. Do you think I look good down here? Do you think I look good on my knees in front of you? Can I be honest with you? I have had so many fantasies about this. It's what kept me warm at night in college. Thinking about things we could do together. Things we could reenact. I know that I used to be quite the handful. And you never probably got to do what you wanted to do about it. Well, I'm saying I have a very smart mouth when I want to. Wouldn't you agree? It's okay, you can say it. I said it. My point is, don't you want to put something in it? To be honest, I think that's the best way to start testing this, don't you? Cool. I'll stop if you want me to stop. Do you want me to stop? Do you like having my hands run up your legs like this? I'm just going to get rid of this and these. I'm gonna stop for just a second, just because this is a big moment. Not to sound like a slut or anything, but I've always really wondered what it looked like. I mean, I caught a glimpse of it that one time we were at the beach, but I've really wanted to see it up close. And oh, your cock is really nice. Furthers my belief that my mother is an absolute idiot. Oh, that feels nice, doesn't it? Having your stepdaughter. Cause let's face it, I'll always be your stepdaughter. Put her mouth around your cock and suck. You taste so fucking good. So, do you want me to stop or should I keep going? Do you remember that time that you told us your real name? And you told us that we could call you that instead of Dad. And I did. Teenager things. But really, you're my daddy, aren't you? Ooh, that twitch. You like it when I call you daddy? You miss being my daddy. May sucking your cock good, daddy. No. Between you and me, I know what kind of a slut my mom is. So I know what she probably let you do, but I'm just telling you. I'll be an even bigger slut for you. I'll do all the things that she wouldn't. Strong. hands in my hair and pull me down. Me taking a good be a good little cocksucker for you. Do you want to see it? Yeah. Okay. Here. Can I sit next to you on the couch? Okay. Remember when we used to sit next to each other and watch movies? I used to always be so jealous of my mom. Getting all your attention. So, I'm just going to pull my dress up and what? You're shocked I'm not wearing panties? Psst, I thought you knew me better than that. You know that I never play by the rules. Anyway, just let my legs fall to the sides and there it is. Do you like the way my pussy looks? So pretty and pink and wet for you. So tight and hot. You look like you're interested. Do you want to touch it, Daddy? Yeah. You want to touch my pussy for me? I want you to. You don't know how long I've dreamed about seeing your thick fingers brushing over my pussy. Feels really Oh my god. No, it feels good. Just, ooh, I've never had anybody but me hit it. You're right. It's because I've been playing with stupid little boys for too long. I really just needed a real man. Well, I'm so glad I found you. Me, Daddy. Something really important, okay? Okay. Will you come inside me? I want it. Because you're not my real dad, I really hope that you knock me up. Never mind. I thought your face was a bad shocked, but I guess not. I mean, you were such a good dad to me. I feel like you would be the perfect father. Like I said, it's not breaking any rules or laws. So, do you want to fuck a baby into me? We can practice. It might not work the first time, but you want to come inside me? I haven't been on the pill in forever, and I really am craving it. Yeah. Oh, lean back like this. Okay. Right here? Okay. Let's get to the end. Okay. I can hold my legs up here like this for you. Yeah, I mean, I grew, but not in height. So I'm still perfect size for you to maneuver around. Just in a different way now. Like this? Yeah. Oh, fuck, you're right. That's gonna be the perfect angle for you to fuck me. Your cock's gonna get so deep inside me. Don't tease me, just put it inside me, please, Daddy. Fuck. Oh, who watching is like that inside me? Fuck. Oh, and deep. Strokes. Fuck. Yeah. Does my pussy feel better wrapped around your cock than hers did? Yeah. Fuck. I want us to come at the same time, yeah. I want to come at the same time that you empty your balls inside me, yeah. You're gonna fucking flood me. Yeah, I want to feel you leaking out of me all day, daddy. Fuck, yeah. Didn't think that you would, but I didn't know how you would react to the rest of it, and I'm just really happy. I'm really happy that you were my stepdad, and I'm really happy that now that I'm older and you've moved on, that we can be more than that. Maybe this is our chance to have a perfect family, but this time, we can do it the right way, and in different roles. I love you. Oh, and happy Father's Day.